Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Beis. We will begin two lines from the bottom of daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara in the middle of daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis segued to one of the more lumdishes sugyas in Masechet Zvachim, and that is the sugya of Mefaglin Bechatzi Mater or Ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Mater. And the sugya began with a Mishnah. Pigel bekoimitz v'loi b'levoina b'levoina v'loi bekoimitz. So the Kohen was being makter the Karban Mincha, which we know contained two components. There was the koimitz and there was the levoina. And he had a machsheves pigel during one, not during the other. Says the Mishnah, Rameya oimer pigel v'chayav an olav karetz v'chachamim oimer ein bei karetz ad shifaga b'chol amat poshet. The Chachamim hold that in order for a Kohen to have a machshavas pigel during the Akhtara of the Mincha, he would have to have the machshava during the entire Akhtara. Both components, both the koimitz and the levoina. Meaning, because ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. If you would only have the machshavas pigel while he's being makter to the koimitz, or while he's being makter to the levoina, that in and of itself wouldn't be enough. Whereas Rav Meir holds pigel, because Rav Meir holds mefaglin b'chatzi mater. Stating that, the Gemara said, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, loy came a time of the Rav Meir, the kasavim b'chatzi mater. Don't think that the pshan Rav Meir is because he holds mefaglin b'chatzi mater. It's not true. Even Rav Meir agrees, ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. Aye, how could Rav Meir say, pigel b'koimitz v'loy b'levoina b'levoina b'loy b'koimitz? Hocha b'maya skinon shenosan es ha-koimitz b'machshava v'alevoina b'shtika. It's talking about where the machshavas pigel that he had b'chatzi mater was in the first chatzi. And once he establishes the first half of avoida as being done with a machshavas pigel, even if the second part of the avoida he doesn't do b'machshavas pigel, he does it quote-unquote b'shtika, but kol o'isa al-das rishayna o'isa, and it's for that reason it's as if the entire avoida was done with a machshavas pigel. But in terms of lomdis, mefagla machatzi mater, no, even Ramey agrees a mefagla machatzi mater. We're making an ikimta that he first had the machshavas pigel. Once you start doing an avoida with a machshavas pigel, even if later you resume it without the machshavas pigel, kolois al das rishayna o'isa. He had the svar of kolois al das rishayna o'isa way back when, on daf beis amud beis. But the bottom line is, the pashtus, the beer in the machloikis, Reish Lakish and Rav Meir, in that Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, is whether Mefaglin b'chatzi mater, ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. Reish Lakish said a chiddush that everybody holds ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. What's pshat in Rav Meir's shita? Pigel b'koimitz b'loy b'levoina. It's still going to be a machshavas pigel b'chayav and all of kares. It's because being that you started doing the avoida with the machshavas pigel, kol oisal das rishayna oisal. We're going to see in the sugya that this shaila of mefaglin b'chatzi mater, ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater, has implications in other avoidas as well. The Mishnah Menachos is discussing the haktara of the korban mincha, the two chatzi mater. Are the Haktaras HaKoimetz and the Haktara of the Levoina, but a more relevant case when you're learning Masechta Zvachim is if the Kohen had a Machshavas Pigel during one of the Zrikos or one of the Hazois of a carbon. Now, by a carbon that was born in the Mizbeach HaChitzai, according to Beis Hillel, all karbanos, and according to Beis Shammai, all with the exception of the Karban Chatas, it's not negeya. A shayla mefaglin rein mefaglin mechatzi mata by the zrika, because all you have to do is one zrika. The shayla is a chatas chitzayin alibi de Beis Shammai, or the chatas pnimi alibi de kuliyam, as we saw in the Risha, in the Mishnah, right in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai. You have to halt cheshbon when you learn these sugyas. There, each hazah in and of itself is ma'akiv. As a result, each hazah should be treated as a chatzi mater. So you'd have the same shayla over there. If the kohen was mefagel during one of the chatois, one of the hazois by a chatas apnimi, mefaglin b'chatzi mater, ain't mefaglin b'chatzi mater. At first glance, it would seem to be a machlokes remain the chachamim. But according to Reish Lakish, even Rav Meir would hold it wouldn't be a machshavas pigel unless it was the first one. If it's the first one, then you have the svara of kol oisal das rishayna oisal. That's the very important introduction to this morning's daf. Either way, the entire daf is going to discuss this sugya of mefaglin b'chatzi mater. And the Gemara begins with a kasha on Reish Lakish. Meisavei ba'met dvarim amurim b'damim hanitonim ala mizbeach achitzah. When is it true that if a kohen had a machshavas pigel during one zrika, that's enough for it to make the carbon pigel? That's if the zrika was of a carbon whose dam goes on the mizbeach achitzah. But if a kohen had a machshavas pigel during one zrika of a carbon that goes on the mizbeach apnimi, kigoyin arbon the sholei shel yom kippurim, one of, and we'll see what that means, one of, but one of the 43 hazois that were done on Yom Kippur. Va'achad asar shel parakoy mashiach. One of the 11 zrikas that were brought with the parakoy mashiach. Va'achad asar shel parakoy mashiach. Or one of the 11 azoyas that were done with the parakoy mashiach. Over there, the halacha would be pigel, if he had a machshav as pigel, bein b'rishayna, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlishas, whether it was the first, the second, or the third. Again, we'll see in a moment what that means. Ramei oimer pigel v'chayav an alfkaris. In Korin to Ramei, it's going to be pigel. The chachamim oimerim ein by karis ad shiyafaga b'chol amat. But the chachamim mold is not going to be karis ad shiyafaga b'chol amat. So the Gemara presents a Tosefta, and this Tosefta is going to be a big kasha on Rish Lakish's beer and Shitas Ramei. So first, what's the Tosefta? So the background you need for the Tosefta is that on Yom Kippur, there were 43 hazois that were done. There were two karbonos that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur, whose dam went on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. They were two of the five chatois HaPnimiyos that we spoke about earlier in the week. The Par Yom HaKippurim, the Soir Lashem, that's the other Soir, not the one that went Lazazel, and the Soir Lashem. The Kohen would take from the dam HaPar and the dam HaSoir, and it would spritz. There were four sets of hazois, you have to know this, in order to understand the daf, that were done with the dam HaPar and the dam HaSoir. The Kohen would take from the Dam HaPar to 8 Hazois, Achas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata, by the Bein HaBadim. That was in the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Badim as in the Badei Yor. He would repeat the same exact thing with the Sar HaNasal Hashem. So 8 plus 8, back of the envelope arithmetic, is 16. So there were 16 Hazois that were done Bein HaBadim. Then there were another 16, a set of 8 and a set of 8 that were done on Kineged HaPareiches. So you have 16 plus 16, that's 32. Then the Kohen would take the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSoir, he would mish it and do four hazois on the four karnois of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. 32 plus 4 is 36. Then the Torah says you should take again from the mixture of the dam and spritz seven times al tiyareish al mizbeach, which we understand means the top of the mizbeach. He would remove the ketores, find a good clean spot, lemaila al gaga mizbeach, and do another seven. So it's 16 plus 16, plus 4, plus 7, the number you get is 43. But the 43 azois were made up of four sets of azois. There were azois that were done Bein HaBadim, 16 of them, 8 with the Dam HaPar, 8 with the Dam HaSoir, another 16 that were done Keneged HaPareiches, again, made up of two sets of 8, 8 with the Dam HaPar, 8 with the Dam HaSoir. Then there were four that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi of the Karnes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, a regular traditional hazah, like we're done with all, and then you had the seven that were done on the gag of the Mizbeach. Says the Braisa, it's a Tosefta, that this halacha, that if the Kohen is mefagel during one zrika, it creates a pigle. That's only true. Damim hanitonim al Mizbeach achitza. But damim hanitonim al Mizbeach hapnimi kegoin. And the Braisa gives three examples. The 43 azoyas that were done in Yom Kippur and the 11 that were done with the Parakoy Mashiach, 11 that were done Paralam Davashal Tzibur. Let's focus on the 43 that were done on Yom Kippur. We'll pick that. Pigel, Bein Berishayna. If you had a Machshav, it's Pigel Berishayna. Very important Rashi. What does Rishayna mean? Bematone Shalafnai Belefnim. During all 16 of the hazois that were done Bein HaBadim, Bein B'Shniyah, or during all 16 of the hazois that were done Keneged HaPareiches, Ubein HaShlishes, all four that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the four karnois, meaning Rishayin, Shniyah, and Shlishes are the first three sets. Now, what's Pashup Shah? What's the beer in the Machlokes remain the Chachamim? Rameir holds Mefagl Mechatzi Matter. The Chachamim holds Ein Mefagl Mechatzi Matter. But says the Gemara, Ketani Mia, what do you see in the Tosefta? Let's be Medayak Lishoyne Yazov Shalat Tosefta. Bein Berishoyne, Bein Beshniyah, Bein Beshlishes. Whether it was the first, the second, or the third. Now, Bishlaim, if Rameir holds Mefagl Mechatzi Matter, it doesn't matter if it was the first, the second, or the third. First set, second set, third set, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, Mefagl Mechatzi Matter means Mefagl Mechatzi Matter. According to Rish Lakish, that says that even Rav Meir holds a mefagel b'chatzi matter, and the whole Yisrael of Rav Meir by pigel b'koymitz b'loy b'lavoyna is because being that he was mefagel first in the koymitz, and it was b'lavoyna that he was shoyse kol oisal das rishayna oisal. It doesn't matter that he didn't have a machshavas pigel when he was makted the lavoyna. Then why, if he was mefagel b'shniya or b'shlishes, is it a machshavas pigel? I understand if he had a machshavas pigel b'rishayna. So then for the shniya and the shlishes, we're going to say kol oisal das rishayna oisal. But l'chura, didn't the brisa say bein b'rishayna, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlishes? And the Gemara now is going to give three terutzim to try to answer this question. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba Nachum Mayaskinon. We have to say a doichik to say pshan in this day Saturday. It's not talking about with a Kohen or the Kohen Gadol in the case of Yom Kippur had a machsheves pigel while he was doing the zrikos of Lifnai v'Lifnim or the zrikos of Kineged Aparoichas, or there's Rikos that were brought all Karim and Samizbeach. Because that would be a question of Mefag B'chatzi Mater, even Rav Meir holds a Mefag B'chatzi Mater. Hachach Mayaskinon, the Koyein did those Hazo'os Lefnai V'Lefnim. And then afterwards it was Nishpach Adam. He lost the Dama Par and the Dama Sar. So what do? You bring another Par and bring another Sar. And you start again from where you're up to. Now, to Shaila, could you start from this hazah you're up to, or do you have to begin the set all over again? Let's say it was Nishbach after the fifth hazah in one of the respective sets. So that's a Shaila. But let's keep the case simple. It's talking about after you completed a set, now it was Nishbach Adam. So what are you going to do? You're going to bring a new carbon, a new par, a new sawyer, and you can do that all over again. Remeir Shita is that if the Kohen Gadol had a machsheves pigel, when he brought the second par, why do you have to bring the second par? Because he lost the dam, it was nishpach dam of the first par. There, the machshava in the shchita is going to be a machshava. And even though technically the shchita right now is only part of the avodas hashchita, because it's going to end up that you're doing the mem gemel azoyis with two different parim, or two different se'irim, but lemaisa each shchit is considered chad matir, says the Gemara, and it's over there that Reb Meir is going to hold that it's going to be a machshavas pigel. It's not a classic chatzim matir. One hazah is a chatzim matir. Haktaras alavoyne versus daktaras hakoyim, that's a question of chatzim matir. But one out of two shchita is being that shchita ordinarily is looked at as a void for itself. So when we say pigel, bein b'rishayna, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlishis, we don't mean hazah, we don't even mean sets of hazah. What we mean is shchita. The first shchita, the second shchita, the third shchita, in the event that there were multiple shchitas. But the Gemara's cash is Yachim, my time in the Rabbanan. So why did the Rabbanan argue? I mean, you're telling me that Reb Meir also holds a mefagel mechatzi matter. I, Reb Meir, it's a shchita, it's not a chatzi matter. The Manav Shachta, why did the Rabbanan argue? Bishloim, if there's a machloikis, a mesechtis, menachis, and a mishnah. Reb Meir and the Chachamim, where the mefagel mechatzi matter, so you'll tell me, this Tosefta's l'shitasa, it's the same shayla. Mefagel or a mefagel, we understand Reb Meir, we understand the Chachamim. But in Rish Lakish's world, it's a shdaza Reb Meir. Nobody holds mefagel mechatzi matter. I have a mefurish at Tosefta. You have to make it a kimta, we're talking about shchita, which is not a chatzi matter. Okay, so there's no Rabbanan that ever argued with that. So my time with the Rabbanan, Amar Rav, it's a whole different Rabbanan. It's not Rav Meir and the Rabbanan of this Mishnah Masechtas Menachis. Who is this Rabbanan? It's Rabbi Eliezer here. Now we learn to the Mishnah. Koyim is followed by the Vaktor. So Michas Kehan, Michas Kehan, Mashiach, Michas Nesachi, and all these different types of Menachos. Shehikrav Me'achas Mehem Kezayis B'chutz Chayim. So there's Alochi, and now they're doing Avoyda B'chutz. What type of Avoyda? So we're going to have to wait for Perak HaShoychet Amayla to see the details. But Aktor is one of them. So if someone's Makter, a kezayis of anything that was supposed to be burned on the mezbeach b'chutz, the halacha is yischayv. How much does he have to be makter? So it's really a machloikis. Tanakama says kezayis. Rabbi Eliezer poyte achi yakiv eskulon. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to be makter of the entire thing. So what do you see from there? That even though a haktaras kezayis ordinarily is considered choshev, but when it comes to the halacha of chutz, you need to be makter the ganze zach. So the Gemara is assuming that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the halachas of chutz requires not just a haktara chashuva, but the entire haktara. So maybe as it relates to the halachas of pigol, Rabbi Eliezer would apply the same principle, that it's not enough to do an avoda chashuva, but you need to do an entire avoda, thus one of two shchitas, in the event that you needed two shchitas to bring a carbon, wouldn't be considered an avoda chshuva. If one of two zrikas wouldn't be considered wouldn't be avoda chshuva. So the rabbanon that argue and hold you can't be mefagel in one of the two shchitas, hamani Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara says, "Vama Rabbi Rava said, 'Amid Rabbi Eliezer bedomim that even Rabbi Eliezer that says that if you makter a kizayis bachutz yinat chayev, he's moida that if you do one zrika bachutz, you are chayev." And even though one zrika you would think would be the equivalent of a kizayis of aktara, but here it's different. And what's the basis for it? How did Rava know that? The Tanan. Because Rava shtelt su, another Rabbi Eliezer. He felt it had to be that way in order to reconcile this Rabbi Eliezer with a different Rabbi Eliezer. Now, that other Rabbi Eliezer is in Masechtas Yuma. Tanan Rabbi Eliezer, Rishim Noemi, Mok Mishal Pasak, Misham Hu Maskas. We mentioned earlier, what happens if the Kohen's in the middle doing the Avodah? Let's talk about Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah in Yom Kippur. Nishmach Adam, he loses the blood. Simply, he just can't use it anymore. Forget Psul Nishbach. He just doesn't have dam anymore to use. So you bring another carbon. So the question is, you have to start all over again? So the Chachamim say you start from the beginning of the set that you were up to. So if you're middle doing the Hazoyas of Bein Abadim, you start from the beginning of Bein Abadim. If Kangala was middle doing the Hazoyas of the Pareichas, you start from the beginning of that. Lezer B'Shimon argue. They hold Mimokim Shepasak, Misham Hu Maskal. Whatever Zrika you're up to, that's where you start from. So let's say there's one Zrika left. has one zrik. He did 42 out of the 43. You bring a par, you bring a sire, you mish it together, you do that one zrik. That's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Shita. Tain is Rava. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it comes out, it's possible to bring a whole carbon just for one hazah. That means one hazah is chashiv. If one hazah is chashiv, one hazah bachutz is going to be chai. So Tain is the Gemara. How can you shtout Rabbi Eliezer Shita over here? The same Rabbi Eliezer that holds that if you makter a kezayis bachutz, you're potter, because it's not an avodah shleima. Rava said holds that if you do one hazah bachutz, you are going to be chai. Why? Because you could do a shchita for one hazah. Oh, that means if hazah is chashav, because you could do a shchita for hazah, what does it tell you about the shchita? The shchita is definitely chashav. So even though it's true, there is a Rebbe Eliezer that holds that there's a chashivos for the ganza avodah, and it relates to chutz, and the Gemara holds in svar and lamdas, maybe it should relate to pigal as well, but you can't shtel it to a shchita. Because Rava said that that's even Rebbe Eliezer's moida when it comes to hazah, certainly when it comes to shchita. So the bottom line is, isn't this b'raisa then that mentions the machlokes remain the chachamim with regards to pigal bein berishayna bein b'shniya bein b'shlishes in the context of the arbam the shalosh shel yom kippurim, that Rameir holds it's pigal, Chachamim holds it's not pigal. Isn't that l'chura the same machlokes remain the chachamim befagel mechatzim matter and befagel mechatzim matter? But if that's the case, at the very least, we have a mafurish of b'raisa that supports the pashtus understanding in the Mishnah Menachos that it is a machlokes remain the chachamim befagel or ein befagel. But not like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that even Rameir holds ein befagel mechatzim matter. The whole Yisrael Rameir is kolayis al das rishayna oisef. If that's the case, how do you understand pigal bein berishayna bein b'shniya bein b'shlishes? I understand pigal berishayna, but what does it mean b'shniya or b'shlishes? Elo my Rava said you're pigal berishayna. You have to say that what the Bryce over there was discussing was when the Kohen had a machsheves pigal berishayna. V'shasak, then he was quiet. Bishniya, the chazar or pigal bishlishes. It's not talking about pigal either berishayna or bishniya or bishlishes. There had to have been a pigal berishayna. If there was no pigal berishayna, we're out of business. Then it's dead on arrival. Because Rameir holds ein mefagel bechatzimah. It's just kolayis al das berishayna oisef. So why are we talking about shniya and shlishes? Just say pigal berishayna, and you weren't mefagel bishniya or bishlishes. What's pigal berishayna bishniya bishlishes? So the way you read it is, said Rava, you were mefagel berishayna, you weren't mefagel bishniya, you were mefagel bishlishes. The chiddush is, ma'od teima, I would have thought, isal gadaych adas bishayna, who, it's true, Rameir holds kolay isal das bishayna wais. I know that from the Mishnah Menachos. But maybe this is worse, because mehad pegula bishlishes lamali, from the fact that the Kohen Gadol had another machshavas pigal during the shlishes, what does it sound like? It sounds like he wants to be mefagel berishayna, not bishniya, because then he was quiet, and then he wants to be mefagel. Yeah. So it's true, kolayis al das rishayna oisef, but that's if he was shoysek throughout, after he had the original machsheves pigel. But if you have a machsheves pigel, then you're shoysek, and then you have another machsheves pigel, isn't it mashma that the one time you were shoysek, you specifically were being shoysek? You're coming to say that I don't want the machsheves, so maybe that should be an akira on kolayis al das rishayna oisef. Mashmalon that there is a koloisa das rishayna oisa, but la oilam shana rameir is not nefagel mechatzim matter, but rather koloisa das rishayna oisa. Maskel Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said that would work if that's what the brayso said. But midi shasak tani, it doesn't say shasak. It says pigel bein berishayna bein b'shniya bein b'shlishes. What it should have said was pigel berishayna the shasak b'shniya u pigel b'shlishes. Alam Rav Ashi achem my skin again she pigel berishayna b'shniya b'shlishes. The brayso means what the brayso says. You mefagel berishayna b'shniya u'b'shlishes. Not either or, but all three. And that's what bein means. B'rishayna b'shniya b'shlishes. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is you aren't mefagel b'revias. And that's a good deal, because the sef didn't say anything about the revias. There was the fourth set. What was the fourth set? Al-gaga mizbech. Now, the tema I would have thought, yisog adayit cholay isal das v'shayna u'aysa, me'ad epegula b'chol chad v'chadol amali. That l'chura, man of shach, either you should have been mefagel in all four, or you should have been mefagel in one. So the fact that you were mefagel in three shows that there's no cholay isal das v'shayna u'aysa. You mean to be mefagel in what you are mefagel. So that's what I would have thought. So I would have thought that if Rameir holds a mefagel, v'chatzi matter. And the only time Rameir holds it's possible pigel, if you had a machsheves pigel in part of an avoda, is where there's a cholay isal das v'shayna u'aysa. Maybe in this case, from the fact that you keep on repeating the machshava, that's a raya that you don't really want to rely on the kolayis al das rishayna oisa. Again, it's like an akira on kolayis al das rishayna oisa. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush in Rameir. But again, le'olam shana Rameir is because of kolayisa. But the Gemara says that too would work if that's what the Braisa said. But v'ha bein bein ketani. It's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says bein bein and tap rashi de mashma oibizu. Not you mefagel birishayna ubishniya ubishlishes, but rather oibarishayna oibishniya oibishlishes. Says the Gemara, I hear kasha. Bottom line is, the Gemara doesn't seem to be that impressed with this braisa. Gemara doesn't say tiyufta the Reish Lakish. About kasha the Reish Lakish, we do have. So the Gemara is going to not digress, but go into the kishkes a little bit more of the sugya of Chatzi Mata, with a real lamdish akashi. His next 10 lines are from the more lamdish adafin here in Masechtis Zvachim. Then we're going to resume this discussion of what exactly Pshana Rameya Shita in that Mishnah Masechtis Menachos is. But before we do that, there's a very important Rashi here in the sugya. Rashi repeats it twice, but once he says it as clearly as he can possibly say it, and that is Rashi on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. In the context of discussing Machshavas Pigel, it's Dibur Maskel Kigun Shenasan as Hakoymes VeMachshav. Zok Rashi VeChol Machshava DeKotchim. It's smack in the middle of the Amud. I'm Mem Aleph Amud Beis. VeChol Machshava DeKotchim Moitzi BePehu. Every time you find the idea of a Machshava in Sei DeKotchim, it means not that the Koyin thought a bad thought, but he actually spoke. He said something that he wasn't supposed to say. Kol machshava dekachim moitzi bepehu. Rashi says it again on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. It's four lines from the bottom. El Amar Ravashi, this last Gemara we learned, kigon shepigel v'hoitzi pigel besvasa. He said it with his lips, meaning he wasn't just thinking it, he was actually talking it. I mean, throughout Seder, literally the first sugya we learned when we started Seder Kachem was the sugya Machshava Shaloi Lishma, and we mentioned that the Tosfos right on the bottom, Tosfos on the Beis Aman Alef Masechtes Zvachim, says that in Perek HaMafkid I discussed from all places Masechtes Bav Metzia whether when you say the word Machshava in Kachem, do you mean Machshava? He was thinking Shaloi Lishma? The Kohen was thinking Pigel? He was thinking all the bad Machshavas? Or he actually said it with his mouth? Taisa doesn't tell you what he comes up with over there, but Taisa says, I am Perek HaMafkid. The Maisa, it's Mefurish HaRashi, not on that base, but it's here on Daf Mem Aleph on the base, and again on Daf Mem Beis on the Aleph. I mean, this is really ground zero for this discussion. It's Rashi's in the sugyas of Chatzi Mater, where Rashi says clearly, Kol Machshava Dekotcha Moitzi Bepeh. The truth is, Rashi says it in Masechtes Psachim as well, Perek Tavet Nishchat, Psachim, Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. If you take a look at Tosfos, that Tosfos that Zvachin Daf Beis sends you to, it's a Perek HaMafkid, but Metzia Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos says the same thing over there. So the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of Tosfos both is Kol Machshava DeKotchim Moitzi BePehu. Stating that, we've spoken this out already, the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchos Psuli HaMikdashim, Halacha Aleph, brings the Halacha Sholish Machshava Yisem Shepoislin Asar Karbonis. The three Machshavas that pass all the carpet. What are the three Karbonis? Chutz Lazmanoi, Chutz Lamkoimoi, and by a Pesach HaMechata Shaloi Lashma. And the Mishnah Melech says, Midivri Rabbeinu Nira, De from the stimas loshen harama, the amount of Torah there is from stimas loshen harama. When the Rambam said things, there's Torah, and when the Rambam didn't say things, there's even more Torah sometimes. So from the stimas loshen harama, says the Mishnah Melech. I mean, the Rambam is just quoting Gemaras, machshavas. I mean, how many times does the Gemara refer to these as machshavas? Lo yichashev. There's a loisa say if somebody has a machshavas pickle, coin trap Yehuda that holds lavshein by ma'isa loikinal. The Gemara says chavtes amaveis even going to get malchus. But the bottom line is it says the Mishnah Melech, Nistimas Loshen HaRambam Nira, that the Rambam did not hold like Rashi, did not hold like Tosfos, and he held that Machshava means a Machshava means a Machshava, you don't have to be Moitzuvah. Just something interesting, light. And that is the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud. So he's discussing the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So we know that there's Machlokes in Shas, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana or Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana. Interestingly, the Mechaber in Hilchas Kriyishma brings the Halacha. So what's the Halacha? Drum roll. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana. Says the Mechaber, I don't have it in front of me, but I think the Lashon goes something like this. Yesh Oimrim, Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana. The Yesh Oimrim, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, the Chein Halacha. So, I mean, the idea of the Mechaber is to clarify the Pesach. It's still a little bit unclear. Some say no, some say yeah, and that's the Halacha. Okay, what's the halacha? That some say yeah and some say no. The pashtus, the place can understand that the chen halacha means Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, the latter thing that was mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch. Al kapanim misafik, for sure. And that's why the Prima Gadim, Kivega brings the Prima Gadim. But the place can all say that lamaisa, if a person did a mitzvah saseh deiraisa, and he's not sure if he had kavana, do the mitzvah again. Don't make another bracha. Do the mitzvah again because yeshayim and Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana v'chein halacha. But then again, the Shulchan Aruch presented it like maybe it's only a safik. Suffolk brachas, you don't make the bracha. So as it relates to doing the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah all over again. But as it relates to the bracha, maybe over there suffolk brachas. Close the Mishnah, close the Michas Chinuch. At the end of mitzvah yod, it's ois chav vav. I want to look it up. So close the Minchas Chinuch. I always had a suffolk. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Does that mean that before you do a mitzvah, you're about to eat matzah, you have to have in mind that I'm about to be mekayim a mitzvah asei d'oraisa of be'erev toichlu matzos? Maybe that's not enough. Maybe you actually have to say it out. Maybe you have to say, "Hineni muchanim zuman lekayim mitzvah asei d'oraisa shalachil etz matzah k'moshe kasta b'tayra." So is it b'machshava ba'al masagi? Or no, maybe machshava is not enough. Maybe you actually need a bedibur. Says the Michas Chinuch, I think it's totally in the Mishul Melech Shaila. In Hilchas Psuli Abakdasha. So you're learning Hilchas Matzah. He sends you literally to the depths. This is prime real estate. And Save the Kachin throws you right into a shayla of machshava is apsulois. When you're learning Kachin, does it mean be machshava or does it mean be dibur? Mishul Melech was mesupik. Mishul Melech was medayik mistimas loshen Rambam one way. Rashi and Tosis Rav Shas say another way. Bottom line is we have a shayla whether machshava is apsulois. Does it mean be machshava? Does it mean be dibur? Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think, and he doesn't come off of it. He says, "Lemaisa, I hold that it's mamish going to be totally in that shaila. If a machshava means b'machshava, see, you see, there's a chshivas to a machshava. So who adin as it relates to the sugya mitzvah shikas kavana? B'kavana means b'machshava b'alma. But if you hold that a machshava, it's not enough machshava. You actually have to speak it out. And l'chura, as it relates to the sugya of mitzvah shikas kavana, it's going to be the same exact way. There's a very, very well known tshuva from the Neid B'Yehuda for the Yoidei Dover. This is from the most pakanta tshuvas. It's in Yerideya. Madura Tinyana, it's Simin Kuf, Simin Tzadikim. And the title of the tshuva is Be'inyan Amiras L'Shem Yichud. It's a controversial tshuva, but it's a very, very well-known tshuva. And the Neid B'Yehuda was asked by the Shoyl whether the minig that he's saying, that people before the Mekayim a mitzvah they rise, most notably Sfiras Omer, but other mitzvahs as well, they say L'Shem Yichud. Should you say the L'Shem Yichud? Or should you not say L'Shem Yichud? So I'll tell you the ending. And who the hell you shouldn't say L'Shem Yichud? And he was pretty sharp about it. But Ayin Shom, beyond my pay grade. But in terms of the actual tshuva, so the Shoyl felt, it seems like, the place that he was coming from was that he argued that there's an Indian of mitzvah srichas kavana, and being that there's an Indian of mitzvah srichas kavana, it's not enough to just think that I'm about to be mekayim the mitzvah of Svir Sa'imer, or whatever mitzvah I'm about to be mekayim. You should say it. It should be with a whole piyut and a whole nusach, and make sure that your machshavas are focused in the right direction before you go ahead. And you mekayim a mitzvah deiraisa. That was the context that the Shoyl was coming from. And one of the arguments that the Shoyl made to the Neid B'Yehuda was from a get. The halacha is that when a sofer sits down to write a get, so he has to make sure that he writes the get lishma. And it's mavur that it's not enough that the sofer thinks lishma. The sofer is actually supposed to say mefurish that he's writing the get lishma and gerishin. A lot of the gemaras that talk about the idea of lishma by gerishin is talks about what the sofer is supposed to say. It's mashma very much that there's a din amira. So he tainted the shoyl to the Neid B'Yehuda that if you're supposed to say it by a get, so l'chur, anytime there's a din l'shma or kavanas mitzvah srichas kavana, it's something that you should go ahead and you should say. The Neid B'Yehuda tainted is that I completely disagree. It's true by get there's such a halacha, but as it relates to doing a mitzvah, it's going to be different. Now he says if you want a tzushtel for mitzvahs, the tzushtel's not gerushin, tzushtel's kachim. Where the Gemara says, and when it comes to kachim, the halacha is stomach kilishma. Not only is stomach kilishma, you remember Rabbi Yossi said that even though l'shem shishad varim hazevach nizbach, even though the six kavanas of lishma that a kohen is supposed to have when he does the avodah, but the chachamim made a takana, don't have the machshava of lishma. Why? Because if you're going to think lishma, you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up thinking shaloi lishma, and you're going to end up messing it up. Stomach kilishma dami. It's your machshav of shaloi lishma that's the only way to mess up this situation. So bez hatrachnish lishma, like this, you're not going to end up coming to a shaloi lishma. Tain is the Neid B'Yehuda. Mitzvahs are stomach lishma, nami also. So I think mitzvahs are not a tzushtal to gerishin, where the stomach is not lishma, and you need to create a chalois lishma. Over here, the stomach is kilishma. There's nothing to talk about. Now, although stomach is kilishma, but at the same time, there is a halacha of mitzvah shrichas kavana. See, he says, I hear, but I want to balance. This is the Neid B'Yehuda's chiddush, mitzvah srichas kavana, with the idea expressed in Zochem Dabez Amidbez, which is lishma is a little bit of a slippery slope. So to say that you have to have kavana avada, I agree, mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah sugi in shas, it seems to be the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. But at the same time, to go over the top with the kavana, now already you're infringing on that Gemara Dabez Amidbez. Al zeh nema, don't think too much lishma, because you may end up going and thinking shaloi lishma. Listen to this line. He says, "Vani oimer, im chashu hasam shaloi yoim al lishma, if the chama will worry by a carbon. Not to think lishma pein yoy mashaloy lishma v'chein shaloy yachshav lishma pein yachshav shaloy lishma afshu chashu rochok. Even though it's a vaitach shah sheyita bein lishma v'shaloy lishma kal v'chayme b'kavonos ha-tfila v'mitzvahs. Certainly when it comes to kavonos of tfila mitzvahs sheyesh bem kama ikuli upshuri v'kama chashash kitzutz b'netiyos. Unbelievable. The shayne azov shalanoy de b'yehuda. People when they have kavonos and davening, you know, you can make a wrong turn somewhere and it could be problems. Kasherinu kol zeh b'moifes pshita sheyesh levatal shaloy yechavin klal v'dasha oisa ha-mitzvah l'shem mitzvah. He says don't go over the top. He says the anjeknes ha-gdoyla, they were mesakin what needs to be done, and whatever they told you to do, that you do. Anything else, al zeh ne'amazochem da'beis ha-mebeis. Don't go crazy. You're going to start thinking l'shma, you're going to think shaloy l'shma, you don't know where you're going to end up. Bottom line is, he says, you have to do the bare minimum. So what's the bare minimum? It's the Yehuda fears it's like this. He says the bare minimum is make a bracha. A mitzvah that has a bracha, what's the idea of a bracha? Just have kavanah when you're making the bracha. So what does that mean? You don't need a l'shem yichud, you just made a bracha. Al achilas matzah. You address your obligation of mitzvah shrichas kavanah. If you have kavanah when you did the mitzvah, if you didn't have kavanah when you did the mitzvah, you're not here, then you didn't have kavanah. I don't know what to say. But says the Neid Yehuda, if you make a bracha, mit kavuna, shtat, you know, slowly and loud and clear, and then you're done. You don't have to do anything. What about a bracha that does? What about a mitzvah doesn't have a bracha? So it says in Eid Yehuda, "V'chol davar she'ein bracha lefaneh." I need no yegloy ma'befi. I say, "Hineni oise davar zeh lekayim mitzvahs boiri ubezeh dai ve'ein tzarach yoser." That's what he says. Bottom line is that Eid Yehuda Taka says that there should be an element of peh. He says it clearly. And he noyeg loymar bepi. Hineni oisa dover zelakayim mitzvahs bayri. But at the same time, ubozeh dai, the ain't tzarech yoyser. And the Yehuda held more than ain't tzarech yoyser. He wasn't tefriden with the l'shem yichud. Either way, just a little bit of light rage. Finish the Gemara, then we'll get into some intense rage. Talk to Gemara, Amamar, Remeir, Oimer, Pigol, v'chayovin, olav, karas. Remeir said, Pigol, v'chayovin, olav, karas. Which pashtus is referring to a chatzi matter, and that's this machloek is remaining the chachamim whether mefaglim bechatzi matter or a mefaglim bechatzi matter. Frank the gemara mechti koris loy mechayiv at shikruv komati. One of the halachas of pigul is the only time you chayiv koris if you eat basar from a carbon that a kohen had a machshev as pigul during the $1 avodas is if all the matirim were brought, meaning all the dollar avodas were done. Let's say a kohen has a machshev as pigul b'shash chita, and they do the kabbalah halach and they never did the zrika, and then somebody eats from the basar of this carbon that the kohen shechted with a machshav al chutz zmani. It's not going to be a machshav as pigul. He's not going to be chayiv karis. The only time there's a chayiv karis is if the kohen had a machshav as pigul, but tonight that all the material were brought. How do I know that? Dama marka. It's as kasha, kach ratzos pasul. Gemara's earlier in the Masechta. Mar ratzos kasha, ad sheikriv v'kol matiriv. Just like ratzos kasha. In order to have a kasher carbon, you have to do the dalal avodas. Af ratzos pasul, ad sheikriv v'kol matiriv. In order to have a carbon pigul, you also have to bring all the matiriv. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Vakivin the chashav be'befnim, psula, kamandoloi, adi dami. Once the kohen had a machshav as pigul during one of the sets of the hazois, let's pick the first one. He did the hazois bein habadim with a machshav as pigul. At that point, the dam becomes pasul. Once the dam becomes pasul, when the kohen does this next set of zrika by the peroiches and on the dalet karnis of the mizbeach hapnimi, and then on the gaga of the mizbeach, it's as if he's spritzing water. Ki hader madi behecha mai ba'ama hu dekadi. So what's the kasha? The kasha is you don't have karvu kol matirav. Whoa. So the Gemara is asking a very, very, very intense question that has a lot of lumpness intermingled with it. But very, very simply, what the Gemara is saying is like this. The halach is that in order for a karvu to be pigul, it's not enough that the kohen had a machshav as pigul during one of the avodas. You need to do all the avodas as well. So if the kohen had a machshav as pigul b'shashchita and they didn't do kabbalah, there's no din pigul. I've added the carbon's puzzle. They didn't do the avodas. The point is, there's no karas. If somebody eats from the flesh of this carbon, he's not going to be chayiv karas. How do I know that? Kartzos, kosher ka kartzos puzzle. In order for carbon to be kosher, you need dalet avodas. In order for carbon to be pigul, it's like a carbon pigul, you need the dalet avodas as well. Now, the emes is, every time you have a carbon pigul, it's a tarta de sasri. It's a catch-22. It's mufrach minei ubed. Why? Because if you need to do four avoidas in order for a carbon to be a carbon pigul, and by definition, in order for a carbon to be a carbon pigul, you have to have a machshav al chutz zmani during one of the avoidas, then how could you ever have a carbon pigul? Because when you do the shchita with a machshav al chutz zmani, the shchita is not a shchita. If the shchita is not a shchita, then you could do the kabbalah ilach hazrika, but you're not going to have kartzos kosher because you didn't have four avoidas. The avoida that you did with the machshav as pigul is always not going to be an avoida. So how do you have it? How's it possible to have a Tanai that in order for a carbon to be pigel, you need that the Dalet Avodas were done Karatzos Kosher? Doesn't make any sense. In order for the Avodas to be done Karatzos Kosher L'chur, you think you need four Kosher Avodas. So if I need four Kosher Avodas, I can't have a Machshavas Pigel. But if I don't have a Machshavas Pigel, it's obviously not pigel. So you tell me the only time a carbon is pigel is if you had a Machshava Psula and you did four Kosher Avodas. It doesn't make sense, right? So what do you have to say? Rashi speaks this out. You have to say that it's true, in theory it doesn't make sense, but it's a gzeres hakasav. The gzeres hakasav is that if one of the avoidas were done with a machshavas pigel, I don't care about that avoida. That avoida counts. It's as if it was done by oifen kosher. I just need the other avoidas. The avoidas that I didn't have the machshavas pigel for, those should be kosher. So if I had the machshavas pigel b'shash shchita, and then I do a good balay lachazrika, I look at it as if the carbon was brought with four good avoidas. One of them wasn't good. It's true, but that's the gzeres hakasav of a pigel. Or if the machshavas pigel was b'shash kabbalah, that's the gzeres hakasav of a pigel. That's all true, kind of the Gemara, if the entire Avodah was done with a Machshavas Pigel. But let's say part of the Avodah was done with a Machshavas Pigel, and part of the Avodah wasn't done in a Machshavas Pigel, to tell me, in this Chiddush of Karzah's Kasha, Karzah's Puzzle, that you can count an Avodah that's partially be Machshavas Pigel and partially not be Machshavas Pigel, that the Gemara, for some reason, is not willing to accept. So I'm willing to accept if the entire Shechita was done be Pigel, so that somehow counts towards the Karzah's So if I match it with a good Kabbalah Lachas Rika, it's going to be a carbon pickle. But if only part of an Avodah, such as the Hazois on Yom Kippur that were done Bein Abadim, but not the ones that were done on the Parochas, etc., etc. Over there, now I have a Miktsas Avodah that was done with Machshavas Pigel, a Miktsas Avodah that wasn't done with Machshavas Pigel. To combine those two, that I'm not willing to do. So the Gemara's Kasha is, Rameir in the Tesefta, whatever Pshanar, that's the pashtus. That is a concept that I could have a machshavas pigel during one set and not have a machshavas pigel during another set, and that's going to be enough to establish a pigel. Tainas the Gemara, I hear it in the lumdus of chatzimater. I could accept that. That's something I can live with. But if there's halach of karzas kosher kachatzas pasul that you need four kosher avoiders to take an avoider that's chatzim pigel and chatzi not pigel and count it towards the hartzot, that's something I'm not willing to do. An entire avodah, that's the gzeres hakasav of a pigel. But a partial avodah, that I'm not willing to do. Either way, whatever the exact lumdus is, Amar Rabba, Rabba answered the kasha, Mishkachas l'barba parum b'dalat sirim. You have to say enochanami. The Rameir's halacha, pigel b'rishoyna b'shni b'shlishes, is only negeya, where you had a special par, or a special sire, not both, or a special sire, for the chelik of the hazois that you had the machshavas pigel on. Being that it was true a chatzi mater, but it was a ganza pars hazois, there it doesn't bother me that I'm combining and I'm merging a chatzi avoida that was done with a machshavas kosher and a chatzi avoida that was done a machshavas pasul. It's over there that it's going to be okay. Rava ma'afilu teme b'par echa v'tzir echa the pigule miratza, which in short means Rava says I don't hear the kasha. Once you're telling me that the machshavas pigul doesn't shter the karzas kosher kachatzas pasul, so if the whole avoida was done a machshavas pigul wouldn't shter it. Why if the chatzi avoida was done with a machshavas pigul sure to shter it? Either way, frik the gemara kasha barn b'shalosh v'tanya barn b'shevas. The gemara digresses for about 12 seconds. 43 hazois were done on Yom Kippur. I thought there's a price of someone that says 47. So the Gemara, how command Amar Marvin the Kronis, how command Amar Eim Marvin the Kronis. The Shaila in the Gemara, whether the Kohen Gadol used to mix the Dama Par and the Dama Sayer before he did the Hazois on the Karnis of the Mizbeach HaPnimi or after he did the Hazois on the Karnis of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. If he mixed it before, so it's 16 plus 16 plus 4 plus 7, that's 42. If he mixed it afterwards, that means he would separately do Hazois on the Karnis of the Mizbeach HaPnimi from the Dama Par and from the Dama Sar, so it's an additional 4. It's 16 plus 16 plus 4 plus 4. It's 16 plus 16 plus 8 plus 7. If you do the math, you can end up with 47. Frank the Gemara of Atanya, there's another brisa that says Arbar Mushmoina, not 43, not 47, 48. Hakamandam Mishraim Ma'akvin, Hakamandam Mishraim Ma'akvin. Zamandam of the old Shiraim is Ma'akvin. So if Shiraim is Ma'akvin, so the Shvicha Shiraim counts as an Avoida, as a Hazah. If it counts as Hazah, so it's not going to be 47, it's going to really be 48. So again, returning to the Shaila of Mefaglin b'chatzi mater, eh mefaglin b'chatzi mater. We began the sugya, it sounded like it's a machloikis, Rameir in the Chacham, a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, a Tosefta regarding the Mem Gimel Hazoyah Shel Yom HaKippur, Resh Lakish, said a Chiddush, even Rameir holds eh mefaglin b'chatzi mater. I, Rameir holds kimetz It's not because mafagin the chatzim matter, but rather it's talking about you first had the machshavas pigel, and it's related to kol oisa al das rishonim oisa. Meis veva med varim amurim bekmitza bematan kliyah behiloch. When is it true that if you had a machshavas pigel during the avodah, that's if it was during an entire avodah, such as kmitza, such as matan kli, that's the equivalent of kabbalah by a mincha, or halacha bali laktara. But when it comes to the aktara, nasan asakoyim is b'machshava, v'salavayna b'shtika, v'ishan nasan asakoyim is b'shtika, v'salavayna b'machshava. They're ready. It's a machlokes. Remeir oimer pigel v'chayavan olav karis v'chachamim ma'imrin. This is again, it's the same machlokes, Rameir and the Chachamim, which pashtus means mefagim b'chatzim matir, ein mefagim b'chatzim matir. But the Gemara says this brisa would seem to be checkmate, because ketani miya es akoymitz b'shtika v'salavoyna b'machshava upalik. The brisa addresses both scenarios, whether you were shoysik b'shas the levoyna or whether you were shoysik b'shas the kmitz. Now first they were makta the koymitz, then they were makta the levoyna. So bishleim, if you did the kmitz with a machshavas pigel and then you were shoysik, so that's kol oisa, that's rishayin oisa. But if you shoysik b'shas the kmitza and then you mefagel b'shas the levoyna, then it's just the opposite. So then it comes that you don't have the kol oisa, that's rishayin oisa. It's the remeir holds pigel. Must be pshat and remeir is mefagel b'chatzim ater. It's a kashan rishlokish. So it's the gemara imek far nosan as alavoyna b'machshava. Edit the brisa. The brisa doesn't mean that if you were quiet b'shas the kmitza, and then you were mefagel b'shas the levoyna. It means if you were quiet b'shas the kmitza, but you had already done the levoyna. So you did the levoyna first, and you did the levoyna with a machshavas pigel. Then, if you're shoysik b'shas the kmitza, it's going to be enough. So it's possible to have a pigel according to a meir if the pigel was b'shas levoyna, not b'shas the kmitza, but only if the levoyna was done first. But the Gemara says it's a very nice teretz, but it doesn't work for two reasons. Chalda the hainu reisha. Number one, that's it's the reisha. Meaning it's the same case where you va'oid hatanya va'achakach. It's not what the Brisa says. It's afterwards, you had the machshavas pigel. Says the Gemara, kasha. Either way, before we end, you just can't go away from this sugya mefagel b'chatzim matir without speaking out a little bit of lamed. So we have here a shayla. Machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim. Mefaglin b'chatzim matir or ein mefaglin b'chatzim matir. Ramei Simcha. Not in a classic Meshech Chachma, but in a classic Ar Sameach. Ramei Simcha in Ar Sameach. It's in Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim, Perik Tez Zayin, Halacha Zayin, clears a Shaila. He clears, what would be the Halacha, according to the Rabbanon, that hold, in Mefaglin, B'chatzim Matir. If a Kohen was doing the Avodah, and he had a Machshava Shaloi Lishma, during one of the hazois that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or during the Haktar of the Koimetz and not the Levoy. It was a Pesach and a Chatas, let's say. A case where Shaloi Lishma is going to pass. So what would be the halacha? Do you say that just like in Mefaglim B'chatzim Matir, so too in Mechashvin Machsheves Shaloi Lishma B'chatzim Matir? It's the same thing. If you can't have a Machsheves Pigel during a Chatzim, then Mechurim Shaloi Lishma should be the same thing. Oye Shloima says Dar Sameach, maybe there's a chilek between Pigel, and Shaloi Lishma. Meir Simcha says there's a chilek. There's a very lumdish chilek. But before we hear Meir Simcha's chiddush, just a little bit of a hakdah. And that is something that we've spoken at already a few times. That is that there's a fundamental difference between the way mechanically Machshavas Pigel works and a Machshavas Shaloi Lishma. Meaning, if you ask the man on the street, what is a machshava shloi lishma? He's going to tell you. You're doing one of the dalad avodah sadam, shchita kabbalah ilachas rika, and you had a machshava of shloi lishma. Shinui bailim, shinui kodesh, pesachatas, it's basel, all the other karbonis, it's kosher, v'lei alu l'bailim, l'shem chayv. Right? That's what he's going to tell you. If you ask him, and what's a machshava pigel? He's going to say something very similar. You were doing one of the dalad avodah sadam, shchita kabbalah ilachas rika, and you had a mind to either eat the basel, be makta de imurim, do this rika, or shvicha shirayim, chutz lizmane, chutz l'mkayme. They're both pigel. If it's chutz lezmane, the basar becomes really, really bad. You can't eat it. If you eat it, you're going to be chayv karis. If it's chutz lezmane, it's pickle, but there's not going to be a chayv karis. Right? That's the answer. So, very similar. You're doing one of the dalad avodah zadan. In one case, you had a machshava shloi lishma. In the other case, you had a machshava of chutz lezmane, chutz lezmane. You had a machshava of pickle. That's all true. But at the same time, there's a fundamental difference between why Shaloi Lishma passels b'shas Dalar Avoidus and why Pigel passels b'shas Dalar Avoidus. The chshivus of the Dalar Avoidus as it relates to Shaloi Lishma is I'm doing an Avoida. I'm doing one of the Avoidus that need to be done in order for this carbon to be kosher in order for the bala carbon to get the ritzui that he's trying to get out of the carbon that he's bringing. Shechita kabbalah lachas rika are the meratzim that the mechaprim. That's what makes up the hakrova of a carbon. As a result, if you had a bad machshava during one of those four avodas, the carbon's going to be a problem. The yisoid of machshavas pigel has nothing to do with the fact that you were mechashev during one of the dalet avodas hachashuvos as it relates to kabbalah. But rather, the Yisoid of Machshavas Pigel is during the Dalet Avodas is related to the secondary role that the Dalet Avodas plays. And that is, that in addition to the Dalet Avodas Hadam, that was done with every carbon, there were also Shiori Mitzvah, Achivas Basar, the Kayanim, the Bailim, depending on what type of carbon it was, Mitzvah, not Mitzvah, Shavuos Nitzrei, you had the Haktaras Emurim, you had the Shvich HaShirayim. There were other mitzvahs that were done together with the carbon. In order for the Kayan to eat the Basar, in order to be Makter the Emurim, in order to be able to do Shvich HaShirayim, you needed to do the Dalet Avodas. The Dalet Avodas were Makter the Basar L'Achila. They were Makter the Emurim L'Haktar. And if you didn't do the Dalet Avodas, and you ate the Basar, you're over big Averis. It's not something you're allowed to do. The Dalet Avodas Adam were matter the Basar L'Achila. They were matter the Emurim L'Haktar. That means the Dalet Avodas play two roles. On the one hand, they're the Mechaprim, they're the Meratzin. At the same time, they're also matter. The Yisoid of Machshavas Pigel is being Mechashiv while I'm doing a matter about the thing that I'm about to be matter, and say that this thing that right now is awesome, that I'm about to be matter, al yedei davoida that I'm doing, when it becomes mutter, I'm going to manipulate it in a way that's wrong. I'm going to eat it, chutzas mani chutzim kami, I'm going to be matter it, chutzas mani chutzim kami. That's the side of Machshavas Pigel. But the point that we need to focus on right now is that I'm not being mechashev b'shas the avoida, yeah, but that's not the punchline. The punchline is I'm being mechashev b'shas a matter. I'm doing something that's matter basar. Shchita, Kabbalah, Haylach Hazrika. And I'm thinking about the Basar. Chutzas Mani, Chutzim Kaimi. I'm doing something that's Matere Murim L'Aktar. Shchita, Kabbalah, Haylach Hazrika. And I'm thinking about the Aktar. Chutzas Mani, Chutzim Kaimi. So Shalai Lishma happens, B'Shas the Dalet, Avayu Desadam. Chutzas Mani, Chutzim Kaimi happens, B'Shas the Dalet. It's the same context, the same backdrop. The story begins in the same place. Abulav Mihai Taima. It's a different emphasis, a different punchline. Shalai Lishma is related to the Chshivus of the Dalet Avaydis, B'Teres Miratzin. Pigel is related to the Chshivas of the Dalet Avodas B'Teres Matir. Now how do we know that? It's so many Gemaras. And if you look out for it, you'll see it a million times. Number one, Dafyud Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara says that when could you be Mefagel? B'Shas the Dalet Avodas. That's not what it says. The Gemara doesn't say B'Shas the Dalet Avodas. The Gemara says B'Dvarim HaMeviyin L'Idei Achila HaKasa Medaber. We're talking about Dvarim HaMeviyin L'Idei Achila. The Gemara Dachav Chesam Medbeis. The Gemara says the only time something, a carbon becomes Pigel, is if you do all the Avodas. But it doesn't say you have to do all the avodas. We just said kaitzos, kosher, kachatzos, puzzle. Right? If you don't complete the dalet avodas, there's no pigel. What's the lashon haGemara? Achi yikruvu kol matirov. We just learned the Gemara. Mefaglin bechatzi matir or ein mefaglin bechatzi matir. I'll tell you a good one. The Gemara says in the sugi of zrika shleibim kaimai that if a kohen has a machshavas pigel while he's doing the zrika shleibim kaimai, it's not a machshavas pigel. Zrika de sharya basar mefagla. Zrika de loy sharya basar. So the only time you can have a machshavas pigel is if the machshava that you're having is happening at the time that you're doing a matter. Because the yisoid of pigel is related, it's related to the din matter. Al kopanim says Ramea Simcha. If that's the case, I can tell you a davar nifla. I can tell you that the only time you find the sugya of ein mefagel b'chatzi matter is in pigel, and the lashon haGemara is chatzi matter. So he says it could be a chatzi avoda is chashav. So if I need avoida, a chatzi avoida is a dover chashav. A chatzi matter, that's not chashav. And being that a chatzi matter is not chashav, where what I need is a matter, there it's going to be a problem. So as it relates to machshavas pigel, where I need a matter, a chatzi matter is nishkai matter. But when it relates to machshavas shalai lishma, where I don't need a matter, what do I need? I need an avoida. I need a machaper, I need a maratza, a chatzi avoida is considered an avoida. So says Rav Meir Simcha that it's true, the chachamim hold ein mefagel b'chatzi matir, but when it comes to shaloi lishma, there is going to be a concept that if a kohen had a machshava shaloi lishma, b'shas, one of the hazois, it's going to be a machshava, a pesula, it's going to pass on the carbon. Meir Simcha says it to answer Tosfos Kasha, Tosfos in our sugyadaf, memalo from the base. Tosfos Diak is that it's mashma in the Gemara that even the Rabbanon that argue with Rameir, the Rabbanon hold that ein mefagel bechatzi matter, the Chachamim aimrim ein by chorus, actually mefagel bechala matter. Tosfos makes a big diak. It sounds like just ein by chorus, but it's still going to be usur. It's going to be a problem. The carbon's going to be possible. Why is the carbon possible? Tosfos says it's only midirabbanon. Meisimcha says that I think that the psul derabbanon is because it's a gzera atu shaloi l'shma. Because being that the whole halacha of mefagel bechatzi matter is only true by pigel, it's not true by shaloi l'shma. So it's a gzera atu shaloi l'shma, and he says something brilliant beyond the scope of what we do to answer a kasha from the Gemara Perek Tov and Nishchat Namish Devarim Neflam Adamai. But the bottom line is that's Rameir Simcha.